On you. What's that, Jack? Go ahead.
Hi, Tori. Ketel Marte question for you. I know you guys have had a few days to let it all settle down and he had his imaging. Can you tell us if it was a grade one or grade two strain and how much longer before, I know he's resting and not supposed to be doing anything or any baseball activities at this time, how much longer before you anticipate him to be able to resume any kind of activity?
Yeah, I don't know the grade, but I know that he hasn't resumed baseball activity up to this point. He's just getting treatment in the training room. And he's doing all that over Salt River Field. So he's getting around the clock attention from that group. And you know, they will slowly initiate baseball activity when tolerated. So I don't have an update on that because he hasn't taken the next steps.
Okay. Thank you.
Zach Buchanan, go ahead.
Tori, have you guys officially made a roster move to get Gallen active yet? I haven't seen it come through.
Okay, Zach will be active. He is our starting pitcher today, and that information will be getting to you guys very, very shortly. Momentarily is the word that was used.
Kevin Zimmerman.
Hey, Tori, kind of a general question, but I know we're 11 games in, going on 12, but as far as the bullpen goes, generally what's your thought on that group of guys, and has anyone stood out where you kind of have learned something thus far?
You know, the bullpen, I feel like at times has been an area of strength, and then at times I feel like they created some different situations that we're not accustomed to. So we know that it's early in the season. We know that there's going to be inconsistencies. And oh, look, we've had three positive role relievers get banged up or they're missing time for different reasons. So guys are assuming different roles. We really haven't established roles there. But I know that time's coming, and I want these guys to take that opportunity, go out and grab the baseball and show us what they can do. Independent of you know what role they're in, so we feel like they're going to continue to improve and grow. And there's some youth down there. There's some guys that are still learning and growing. But I've been very pleased with how they've thrown the baseball. They've helped us stay in games. They've helped us win some games. In the areas where I feel like there are limitations, we're going to address those and continue plowing away and getting the job done. As far as the names, you know, I don't like to pinpoint one over the other. I just will give you the summary as to what I think they've been doing and how they've been working. And I've been very pleased with it, but there's obviously areas that I want to see improved.
Just to follow up on the injury front, do you just feel like you're kind of getting a good look at guys right now and have no reason to even try to look for fitting in roles, or where are you at as far as you feel like you need to find roles right now?
Yeah. Great question. You know, my belief is to allow these guys to go out and paint outside of the lines and show me what they can do and not have any certain expectations. So I know that they're going to get opportunities, especially some of the younger guys are going to get some opportunities to get the baseball and go in and plow through some lineups. And I know in time we're going to see some guys emerge. And really that's kind of the word I can use when we're talking about our bullpen. Guys are going to start to show us what they can do here and show us what type of usage they're going to get.
Paul Richardson.
Using that word, expectations, what expectations do you have for Zach today in terms of pitch count? Is there a short hook? Is there back to normal? What kind of where are you in this in Zach pitch today?
Yeah, you know, first of all, we couldn't be more happy with how quickly he's recovered and the progress he's made and you know it's the healing that's taken place has been amazing. And we needed him. He knows that, but we want him to block all that out and go out there and be the best version of Zach Allen that we all know. And we have a certain pitch count in mind. I'm not going to let that out, but we have a certain pitch count and we're not going to exceed that pitch count. We're going to get right to it and protect him as his first outing. He's some general excitement and also coming back from the injury, but he's one of the guys that we're layering in that's stepped away from us in spring training, and piece by piece we're getting better. And we still have some more guys that are banged up, but it's nice to get Zach back.
Zach, you can.
Tori, what changed with Christian Walker between us talking to you yesterday afternoon and first pitch?
Yeah, first of all, I want to apologize for that. I know you possibly could see that I was a little uncomfortable trying to answer the question as honestly as I could. But he was still being evaluated at the time that I was speaking with you guys, and there was a chance he would be okay and a chance he could play or a chance, you know, he could come off the bench. But there was just an evaluation that was made that there was, some discomfort in there that could be knocked out in, 10 to 14 day period. And that made all the sense in the world to us just to have him step away, recover, and get him ready for the next 140 games.
Nick McCarroll.
Tori, how did he suffer the injury? Was it, did he feel something on a swing?
Yeah, I asked him that same question yesterday. And the answer he gave me was he felt it waking up one day. By the end of the day, it had gone away. And then through the course of the following game, the pain began to increase. So for me, I think it's just the wear and tear. And these guys work hard. I asked them about... I'll ask some different questions about our process, if we could do more or less. He just felt like it was one of these freak injuries or freak moments that jumped up on him.
What is your plan for that position? I guess that I saw you had his dribble there last night, pavement, I guess another option, but is it sort of one of those injuries that maybe has a bit of a domino effect?
A little bit. I haven't gotten through lineups for the next several days, but we have really good candidates that can step in there between Struble, Wyatt, and Pavin. So we're going to be in good shape there. We feel like somebody's going to be able to step in and give us quality at bats and play quality defense, just like Christian. So we're going to miss him. We know that, but we'll have a little rotation going on over there.
I imagine this is just him doing what he often does during BP, but I did see Carson. I think I saw Carson over first base. Is that a possibility in some way?
No, that's probably more of an emergency situation. I ask the catchers every once in a while on days where they're not playing to go out there and pick up ground balls just in case. And I know that Carson can play first or third in a pinch, in emergency. So, there was a couple situations where we were out of players and there was a couple moves that potentially could be happening if we go win into extra innings. And I've always asked, where could you play besides catcher? So I also think that it helps the catchers with tag plays. They don't feel the ball with their catcher's glove, but they're able to pick up a ground ball. So there's a lot of value in having it done. They get their blood flowing. They can work on their hands, pick plays, which are low bouncing throws to home plate, and also gives a chance to see what's going on if we get into that emergency situation.
Tori, would you prefer Vogt over there at first just because he's played a little bit over Carson?
Yeah, for sure. I'd probably go Vogt first. And then Vogt first in the outfield as well. Vogt played a lot out. Has played some outfield, not a lot. He's played some outfield in the big leagues. So I'd feel comfortable putting him out there in an emergency.
Back to you, Nick.
With Gallen going into the rotation, is it just as simple as Riley shifting into a bullpen role?
It seems that way for right now, yeah. Has the notes haven't gone out yet? Okay. That's something that we've been discussing, so it appears that'll be the case.
Nick, are you anybody else?
Yeah, I'll ask one more. Is there any, I know it's still kind of fresh after last night, but any kind of plan forward for Bumgarner given the struggles?
No, you know, look, we do the same thing for every starting pitcher after they start. We have discussions as a staff. You know, we all give input, and then the pitching coaches take off from there and deliver messages. And you know, Bum has been eager to hear our input, get the feedback, and you know, wants to go out there and improve and get better every single day. So that's not going to change. But you know, what's the plan that's put in place to love him up, support him through a grinding time that he's not very accustomed to walking through, and keep working. That's all we know how to do. And eventually the worm's going to turn for him.
Zach?
Tori, the move just came through officially. With Matt Peacock, is it safe to say that that's he'd obviously pitched so well, but it's more just about the stage of his career that he's in, as opposed to how he's performed, that he's the guy that goes to get Zach on the roster?
Yeah, I think there are certain times where, you know, young players are still learning and growing, and, you know, they are here for a period of time while somebody heals up, and eventually that changes. You know, you create a little bit of a path for them, and if they walk through that path the right way, then they make their inroads and call themselves a big leaguer for a long time. So he's emerging, and he's walking through the early parts of his big league career perfectly, and we want to see that continue. He's got an unbelievable attitude. And his, you know, the stuff complements everything he does every single day. So we haven't seen the last of Matt Peacock. That's what I explained to him. But it's just, you know, about going down, keeping the ability to remain stretched out, and making sure that he's an option when we need somebody. So that's what we outlined to him.
Does he stay on your taxi squad?
The taxi squad has been established, and I don't think he's on it. I don't know the five names off the top of my head right now, but I do not think he's on it. But I think there's risk in that because he's got to be down at least 10 days.
Right. He'd only be useful, I guess, if there's an injury. You wouldn't be able to be like a fresh arm type of guy.
Correct. Correct.
Do you have anything else for Tori? Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Nice story. Pac should be